We no longer need to justify our actions to anyone. But bear in mind what I told you long ago. By killing one, we can frighten many.
Sidious nodded. We owe Jabba a great debt.
I spoke briefly with Varuna from the Hutt's ship.
Sidious grinned slightly. I suspected as much when I learned just prior to the summit that he had abdicated, and that Padme Nabere had been appointed queen. He has apparently hidden himself away in Naboo's western reaches.
That's not hiding,
Plagueis said with a note of menace.
All went well on Eriadu?
Better than expected, what with the Jedi running in circles and convinced that Valorum was the target. I savored their dismayed incredulity on learning that the droids had emptied their weapons on the members of the Directorate. In the end, the leaders of the Nebula Front died as well, and our friend Willef Tarkin is making matters difficult for Republic investigators. Soon, the Erodium stolen from the Trade Federation freighter will be discovered to have been invested in Valorum shipping and transport, making it appear that the Supreme Chancellor's push for taxation was motivated by greed and illegal enrichment. He is brought down. Even his power to deploy the Jedi or judicials will be stripped from him. Plagueis' eyes narrowed.
And Gunray?
Precisely where we want him. Leader by default of the Trade Federation, and busy acquiring the droid weapons the Senate will sanction. Where the Nymoirian should be grateful to Senator Palpatine for proposing the summit, they are instead furious. Everything is in place for launching the blockade.
Almost everything. First, there is the matter of our revenge.
Shall I task Maul to pay Varuna a visit? Plagueis shook his head.
I intend to see to him personally. Is the Zabrak, Maul as you call him, capable of dealing with Alexei Garen and his Vigos?
He will not fail us. Plagueis considered that for a moment, then said,
The infiltrator sits under guard at West Champion Starport. Have Pestage transport the ship to the Limerge building so that you can present it as a gift to your apprentice. I will provide you with information about Garen's current whereabouts.
That leaves only the Hutt and Bando Gora.
I have promised Gardula to Jabba. As for the Bando Gora...
Plagueis rose from the chair, walked to the curtained windows, and peered outside.
There is a rumor worth pursuing that Master Dooku's former apprentice, Komare Vosa, is not only alive, but the cult's newest leader, and eager to avenge herself on the Jedi Order for having abandoned her and her comrades on Baltizar.
Vosa turning to the dark side, Sidious said, as if thinking aloud. Dooku trained her better than he knows.
Yes, but she is a fallen Jedi, not a Sith. We will exact revenge on the Bando Gora at another time.
Sidious stood up and joined Plagueis at the parted curtains. I will inform Viceroy Gunray to prepare his armed ships for relocation to the Naboo system.